A relatively unknown government contractor, which helps administer the state's Medicaid spending, has been thrust into the spotlight by labor advocates and state lawmakers who want the Hochul administration to rethink how they're spending New York's healthcare dollars and want the state comptroller's office to take a look at the company's contracts with the state. For more on the issue, we're joined by Assembly Health Committee Chair Dick Gottfried, a Manhattan Democrat. Welcome back to the show, Assembly Member.
Well, happy to be with you.
So for listeners who have never heard about the company Maximus, which operates in states around the country, can you give us a brief overview of what they're contracted to do in New York?
Well, they're a huge company, not only in New York, but nationally. They work in, I think, practically every state. In New York, if you apply for Medicaid or for approval for particular services under Medicaid, you will probably be talking to people at a Maximus call center. They are also involved in running our Affordable Care Act state website for signing up. So they essentially run a large part of the Medicaid program in New York, and they have done this for several years now, and their contract has grown from like $100 million or so to where it is now at a dollar amount over, I think it's over $2 billion,
right,
for the coming renewal of the contract.
And Politico New York has reported that since obtaining a state Medicaid contract in 2011, the company has repeatedly grown its footprint in New York, like you mentioned, but the Cuomo administration has approved additional expenditures to Maximus without any significant eyes on their contracting process. Is that your understanding of how the last decade has played out with this relationship?
We don't know what negotiating may go on between the administration and the company. We never hear anything about that. Certainly, as the contract keeps getting expanded to turn over more and more and more of the health department's operations to Maximus, that must come from discussions. Whether what's involved in those negotiations, we don't know. But what we do know is that every couple of years, when a renewal of the contract is coming due, ordinarily, the renewal of a contract would go through a review process with the state controller, who would look at the company, look at how have they been doing a good job? Are we paying them a fair price? Are they overcharging us, et cetera? But every time the contract comes up for renewal, in state budget negotiations, shortly before the budget gets finally wrapped up, the Cuomo administration comes to the table and says to the legislature, we want language that exempts the Maximus contract from review by the state controller or having to conform with various contracting laws. And we insist on that. And they bring this up like at the very end of the budget negotiations. And basically, it's either take this or, you take the blame for the budget being late. So we have really no option to accept it or not. And that's how this contract has just grown and grown and grown at every renewal, both in the dollar amount and the scope of what they do. And most serious is that this happens without any review by the state controller. If this was a contract to sell paper clips to the health department, the controller would be reviewing the contract every time it's up for renewal, but not Maximus. Finally, this year, for reasons that I'm not quite sure of, we were able to have no exemption from controller review. So the controller does have to approve the contract. And we're asking the controller to extend his review process and do a really deep dive into the Maximus contract.
Is there something in particular that you think a review by the controller's office might uncover, or do you view this as more of a fishing expedition?
Well, on occasion, the controller has has found Maximus overbilling the state for various things. And certainly in other states, Maximus has been guilty of contract abuses, bad billing practices, and bad labor practices. So, you know, if they're doing that in other states, why would they not be doing that here in New York? When people are exempt from any kind of oversight or review, people are people, and bad things start to happen. I'm sure the people at Maximus think they are virtuous and good citizens, but they're a business corporation, and I'm very concerned that when you tell a business concern there's going to be no independent review of your operations, the temptation to cut corners and overcharge, I think, becomes irresistible. So we really need the controller to do a very deep analysis of what's going on with the Maximus contract. You know, essentially, the health department takes the position that, you know, there's nobody in America who can do this job except Maximus. A, I don't think that's true, and B, if Maximus thinks that that's what the health department thinks, what's to stop Maximus from robbing us blind? If the health department is telling the world that we have really no choice but to do business with this company, that's just not smart business practice for the state.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking with Assembly Health Committee Chair Dick Gottfried about his campaign to get more oversight of a company that is receiving extremely expensive health care contracts from the state. In the wake of the Politico New York reporting about this contract and in anticipation for this interview, we reached out to Maximus for a comment on the state's contracting practices and their work in the state. And they said They have a proven track record of connecting New Yorkers with healthcare programs. Is there any reason to suspect that they're not doing a good job? I mean, are you hearing from people who try to access services that they're providing and that they aren't, you know, up to snuff?
Well, they are presumably being pretty hard-nosed in how they approve people for Medicaid, because the Cuomo administration wants them to be. But a lot of the question is, what are we paying for? Are we overpaying? Are they cutting corners that they shouldn't be cutting? And it's just never a good idea to have a company that is so big and has such a big part of the state's operations knowing that nobody's going to be looking over their shoulder. That's just begging for trouble.
As we talk on September 8th, have you heard back from the comptroller's office about how they're approaching this review process?
We have not yet. A few years ago, Senator Gustavo Rivera and I met with the comptroller's people about the Maximus contract. And at that point, they were expressing great concern about it and saying that unfortunately their hands were tied and they wish their hands were not tied. Based on that, I would think the controller will be eager to do a deep analysis of this contract, and I certainly hope they will, but we have not yet heard back from them.
And finally, with regards to the controller's oversight of the Maximus contract, what could potentially happen as a result of this oversight? Is there possibility of the comptroller's office saying, no, we don't like this contract, and you have to go back to the drawing board? Are there other possibilities that could play out from this? What do you envision happening potentially?
Well, there are some options. The biggest option would be for the comptroller to say, we don't think this is a good contract. We don't think this is a good contractor. We're not going to approve it. Less extreme action would be insisting on modifications or additional safeguards being put into the contract. There are a lot of ways to modify a contract. You could not agree to some expansions of the scope of the work that Maximus is doing. You could insist on a shorter renewal period so that the controller would have, so that they would be on a shorter leash going forward. So there are a variety of tools that the controller can use.
Because there's so much money at stake with Maximus's business before the state, do you think that they could potentially be more amenable to changes that a controller might demand? Or do you think they might say, no, we're just going to walk away from the table because, like they've argued and like the state might have argued in the past, there's no one else you could turn to provide these services?
Well, there are other companies in the country that we could contract with. I'm sure Maximus is going to be in a mood to play tough because they believe they have the state over a barrel. But, you know, unlike the health department, the controller, I think, has a lot more wiggle room here. The controller isn't running the Medicaid program. The controller doesn't have years and years of hand-in-hand relations with the people at Maximus. So the controller, I think, is in a much better position to look at this more independently and with a clearer eye than the health department does.
And we've been speaking with Assembly Health Committee Chair Dick Gottfried. He is a Manhattan Democrat. Thanks so much for making the time, Assemblyman. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for looking into this and for having me on. I appreciate it.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.